remember the first time I went to medical school, they accepted 100 men and 5 women or 5 girls. And then they got us aside and say, look, we do not want women in medicine. You are taking a man's job. You will not get up at night and take care of people. You are going to get married, and all the money we, the government has invested in an education is going down the drain. So we're going to try to flunk you. So in spite of all our struggle to finally get into medical school, you know, there were 500, 600 applicants, and they would only take 5 women. It was rough, but we finally made it. And I remember at first the boys looked down at us. They, women had no business in medicine. And one time we were going up the elevator, several classmates of mine and myself, and there was this nice, handsome ex-football player from Rice Institute. Everybody looked at him because he was so handsome and so strong. And he was a medical student. He looked down at me and says, what are you doing here in medical school? Don't you know it? This is a man's world. Don't you know a woman's place is at home with children and a husband? So I looked up, oh, honey, I didn't know you cared. Are you proposing?
Less obliged to work, and maybe we can support a few of you. Thank you.